Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Nachman Shiyichu, Shadafuas Chayuchad Befeg, Vasmechad Kispasia, and Dina Bracha Vasester Hadas, and Vasach Shachol Yisrael. And it's based on the Torah of Rabbi Nachman with the Abbas at Sal. We're going to do it Shiuvan Siyata Bishmaya. In the Gemara in Bav Mitzir, it says in Bav Chuf Aleph Amud Beis, Vizuti Yom Shlusha Shalmar, Afukav Dispesim Rachman Ashayi, Kedabinu Lema Lekaman. That if we're dealing with Shlurisu Zuto Shalyam, Klomar, what is Zuto Shalyam? Shayam Ola Al Gdotav, Visachafimo Chafatsim, Matzautam, the sea spilled over, dragged with it some objects, and the person found this object. If that happened to the sea, if that happened to the river, even though there's a siman in the Aveda, the person could be Zeicha, because Rachmana Sharia could be in the name of the Kaman. As we're going to learn later on, the Torah was not to that. Later on, 22b, Toshma, Rama Rab Shimon Ben Rab Yoyd Sadok. So if you have an Aveda that spilled that the river the river swept it away, that it's mutter, it says, so you should do it to his donkey, to his garment, to all the Avedas that's lost from him, and you find it. Something that's lost from him and found by other people, excluding this, that's lost from him is not found by other people. Rabbeinu Hananel, in his Chedushim on the Talmudic page in the margin, the Bar Maschil of Motzim Zutu Shayam writes, Yatz tezu sheshat fanar, shavudim imenu mikol adam, hilkach harei lemaitza, bein islei bas simen, bein les bas simen shari davadin siyayish mimenu. We see from Rabbeinu Hananel that avudim imenu mikol adam is teres. Why? Mishum yeyush. Because of yeyush, that's why it's mutter. Ein bo chisorin sheyosh lo midas, because he was vivadin siyayish, even if he would know, if he would know that since he would vada be Messiah, she writes, Shari Devai, vada Messiah means vada Yeush. This is vada Yeush, there's no question. It's considered Yeush. So we see in the Ritva 22a. Yibar Mas Lassi was the Kamara Tan Rimone, Chitem Ken Merabashi Hechi Achli, Eshlam the Media did the Menach Abinai Nikolai, Mori Bar Isak Shiane Tan Rachman Chosib Lossavi Suva Yode, the Rachman Shalas Maker, Yafa Gav Loyada, Kihashin Tan Rachman Kidamina Mizutu Shalyan. So the case there on 22A is where a famous case, Amemar Mazuch and Rav Ashi came to a certain paides, to a certain bustina of Mari Bar Isik, and the Aris brought Tamarim and Ramayim, and he put them before him. Amemar Rav Ashi ate them, and Rav Ritva asks, how did he eat them? How did they eat this fruit? These fruits. So he explains, because they knew that Mari Bar Isik would be happy that Tamei Lacham are eating his food. And it's Mutter Meikara. So even though he didn't know, but still he would have wanted it, and it's like Zuto Shalyam. So we see from the Ritva that the heter of Zuto Shalyam is Zevade Shem Siyayish. And therefore he compares it to the case of Nichalei Shiyana Tamei Lachachum and Achasiv. We We also see this in the Ritva later on, 22b, Dibar Maschut, Yufta, the Rabbi Tiyufta, the Yeshel Amidaz, Shari Biyan. And that's also Shitas Rashi, Dibar Maschut, Motze Aveda, Lav, Kevin de Miyai, Shalim Mole. So also he holds, he also says it's a Zuto Shayam idea, that it's a Zuto Shayam is Yeush. So is the Shita of Yerushalmi. So we have a problem here, and this problem is brought up by the Ramban. Ramban says, asking on Rashi, who holds that it's he learns Yeush from Zuto Shayam. So he says, all right, he definitely would have had Yeush. But how does that help us? In the meantime, he doesn't know, so it's Yeush Shalemidas. And Yeush Shalemidas isn't Yeush. You're right, he definitely would have had Yeush, but who cares? In the meantime, he hasn't had Yeush. So the Ritva wants to say that because of this, that it's taka not because of, it's not because of Yeush. The Zutul Shem is Gzeres HaKosuf. It's not Al Tziyayush. The only problem is that we see a lot of sources that it is Al Tziyayush. We see in the Rabbeinu Hananel and Rashi and others, Litva. So what are they going to do? It's Taka Yeush Alamidas. Yeush Alamidas, Grant Abai is not Yeush. Ve'asher Nira'a, Veshitat Rabbeinu Hananel, Ve'siyate. Where there's absolute certitude, that's considered like Yeush before. And the explanation is that we require Shehu Yaseh the Yeush, that there should be Yeush before, that's when we need his Hachroi. Where we need him to decide that it's going to be Yeush. We need him to activate the Yeush. Because it's only stumbled in the Yeush, like Rashi writes, Yibar Maskel Yeush Alamidas, but it's not Vadai. Hashem came when there's absolute certitude that there's Yeush, we don't need this person. That's a Cheftza Sheyeush Mitzad Atzmo, even without his Achor. Even without his turning it into Yeush. It's Yeush. And that's considered Yeush before. In other words, there are two ways of creating Yeush. One is that he actually has Yeush, and the other is that it's an Umdana de Muchach. We know for a fact that there's going to be Yeush. There's Vados Gemur that there's going to be Yeush. If we know for a fact there's a Yeush, that's a Chetz of Yeush. It's like an objective Yeush like a situation. And if we don't need his is Yeush. Ve'al pizeh yitbar, and therefore this would even work according to Abaye. Based on this, we can explain Tesis in Tzubis, and the Firalof and Ralof Dibar Maschel Matbila Naisai Al Das based in Mishum Dischusu. Tesis writes, Yeshlo Shlichus. Tosfos writes regarding the sugya of Kotan Matbilanos Aldas based in, because it's a schus that an Oved Kuchovim Kotan, since he's coming to be Mizgayer, we consider him like a Yisrael Kotan. And even though Zechiah is Mitam Shlichus, and this guy doesn't have Shlichus Min HaTorah, that's only if there's a little bit of chov involved. being mafreshes truma, maybe you would want to give less. Or maybe you'd want to give more. But it's schus gomer, there's shlichus. So even though schi is mitam shlichus, and there shouldn't be shlichus, but this oivet kochavim katan, like for a Yisrael katan, nevertheless, here there is, because it's a schus gemura. So the question is, how does Schi a Katan work, even if it's Schus Gemur? Schi is mitam shlichus, and there's no shlichus for a Katan. So Pshat is as follows, as a machlokas Rishonim, why there's no shlichus for a Katan? Rashi in Bava Metzia, 71b, Divor Maskel Katan Leslai Shlichus, explains, because Ish Kasuv Beparsha, Lemayet Katan. It says in the Parsha Ish, and Ish is Memayet Katan. In his Asagos, Gerush in 6:9 explains, Mishum diyalfinon shlichus meyatem gamatem, lerabot shluchachem, v'dalshin en ma'atem b'nei das, av shluchachem b'nei das, nimsa shashliach v'ashoyleach, sichem liyoiz b'nei das, they both have to be b'nei das, just like the Mishalech is a bar das, so too the shliach has to be a bar das. So maybe Tosfos does in Ksubas like the Chayvid, but he holds she's a talim ba'oiso inyan shedonim bo shiyotze shliach uben das olam. But gam sfir lula Tosfos kedas harach v'siyat ed hechad olat sichem nachlosoi v'habi vados gemur sheisrat zidachoshi v'gotzen b'foyal mitad etzem ha'matzev v'habi zeh chidshu ha'Tosfos v'hod ha'katan ein lo'i das. Urak legabi das shall ide achroi, the cotton in obar achroi, the zek shiyesh tsas choi vabidavidosrach lachri and writes a davarlo. So Tosis holding subis will say like the Ravid. Just Tosis holds that it's talui, if in that matter that we're talking about, the shliach has to be a bar das or not. We look at that specific situation. And also, Tosis holds like the Rabbeinu Chananel, that at this complete vados, at this complete certitude, that he's going to be willing. So that's already, you don't need the achra of the person. It's vados gemur mitzad ha-matzav, it's a situation, it's an objective situation of yayush. Memayle, it's an objective situation of yayush. So Memela, what do we say? We say that there's Yayush mitzad etzem ha-matzev. That's considered Ratzon b'Fayel. Based on that, Tosfos is Mechadesh, that Katan doesn't have Das, and Memela can't be Mishaleach. It's only the Gabei Das, Shaladeh HaChrod, Das that requires his input. And a Katan doesn't have input. And that's when there's a little bit of Choyva. Then he needs to be Machri if he wants it or not. In other words, here, when there's a little bit of chov involved, then you need his input, show that he really wants it. But if it's a schus gamor, then you don't need his achra, because it's vados gamor shi yisratze. Vasim yish chefze shal seder, mitzad etzim ha-matzev, is a chefze of das. And therefore even a katan is considered to have a din das. Because it's a 100% schus gamura. So it's not even considered das katan, because it's not a chefze shel das mitzad ha'achroa, mitzad the input of the katan, but rather because of the very situation, it's objectively a situation that he would want, so therefore you don't need his active das. It's already part and parcel of the very scenario that you're dealing with. And it's like avuda mimenu mikol adam, that it's mistari, that's effective, afilu b'katan, gam neshitas ha'ritva, v'zut yoshayam mahani mitzad yeyush. Mishum diyesh din das mitzad etzem hamatzav. Asher halken sfer lula tesvis. Tebischus gamor yesh tekotin zechiyah mitam shlichus. Tebischus gamor Yesh kan chefti shavdas mitzad etzim ha-matziv. So it's like a voodoo mikol adam. And according to the Ritva, it works even for a katan. Because mitzad, you don't need his yesh, because mitzad etzim ha-matziv, it's a matziv of yesh. And therefore, Tosis holds also when it comes to geirus. That it's a case of the katan wants it by the etzim. It's an objective case that he wants. You don't need his input. If that's the case of Schus Gemura, so you don't need his input. In Memela, it's like he has Das. It's at the Matzav. It's like the Matzav gives him Das. He doesn't have to have actual Das. It's like he has Das. It's like when you give a baby his bottle. Does he have Das? Baby doesn't have Das. But it's at the Etzem Matzav. He doesn't have to have actual Das. So that's in the matzav. It's a matzav where he's like viscerally wants it. It's a schus gemura. Mela, you don't need his actual das. Taisin our sugya of beis amen aleph di mas ladne mechilin writes. That the Rav Eloi Kashim had the mask of the Abba Mechila Nino, Kem Lechi Gad V'Miyashi Hashtanam V'Mikur Yesh. The Gemara asks about Yisamim, how Yisamim Leichel, it's impossible. So the place explains that's not a problem according to Rav. Because all of the Yesh Midas have a Yesh, and these Ketanim are going to be Leichel when they become Gedolim. So the Mela, that's already called the Yesh. But we have to understand that even if they'd be Messiahish before, it wouldn't help. How does it help if they're a messiah in the future? It doesn't help if they're a messiah even now. So what does it help they're going to be messiah in the future? So we have to say that only you need the input of the katan, then it doesn't help that the katan is machriya, since he doesn't have das. But the Yerushalmi das, according to Rav, it's effective mitzara umdana, but if you'd be a ben das, you'd be a messiah. Yesh B'koach. In other words, Rav holds Yesh B'koach is enough. Mela, if an adult loses something, Yesh B'koach is enough. And for a katan also, you don't need a B'koach. You just need Yesh. You don't need a B'fal. You just need Yesh B'koach. And this katan is Yesh B'koach. Aval afizat zari, because he'll be misyash. When it's a gadol, he'll be misyash. That's already called Yesh now. Aval afizat zari chiyun. But if so, the Rav, you have the katan shlichus. In other words, since according to Rav, the katan hasn't been das mitzara umdina, but if he'd be a gadol, he would have da, he would have yeush. So, Mela, he's a bar shlichus ladas toisus miksuvus. The way the katan is a ben das, he has shlichus. According to Tosfos, a katan is when it's a schus gemura. So it's like a katan is a ben das because mitzad the matzav is a ben das. And the male there should be shlichus. So according to Rava, a katan should have shlichus even if it's not a schus gemura. As long as there's an umdana that it's a schus, even a partial schus, you can assume that that's what he wants. He doesn't have to have das before. In the male, he can have shlichus. You don't need his complete das. Unless you say that Ein Das the Katan has two inyanim. And one, he doesn't have Gemira's Das. And also, his Das isn't effective to be part of the Chalas. And the Gabi Yeyush is only Shaykh that the Katan doesn't have Gemira's Das. But the second din, Shidato Ein Amuil Lifo Chalas, Le Shaykh Eitzel Yeyush, Kirin the Asim Ahed Zachia, is not Mitzidel to Mitzad the Din Yeyush of the Torah. And therefore, the Yerush Shalomidas, according to Rava, that's effective because it's Yerush B'koach, even Yerush Shalomidas Shalkotan is going to be effective because there's no Chisaron of Gemirus Das Because we don't need this Achora B'Foya. So when it comes to Yeyush, Shalai Midas, that's effective Mitzad Yeyush B'Koyach. So if you have Yeyush Shalai Midas of a cut, it's also going to be effective. Because there's no chisaron that he doesn't have Gemiras Das. Because we don't need his Gemiras Das, we don't need his Achora B'Foya. Mitzad the Etzem Matzav, it's already Yeyush. And Shenken B'Chol HaTorah, Rabbi Kol HaSiyas Chalois, Rabbi Mahani Shlichus Kotan, after Abbe Umdina Shiyur Tzuratze, Then the chisaron gemir stas leka, the chovakim the mahani das umdina, and the kol yishdan the chisaron hashen shidaki in the middle for chalais. So in other words, when it comes to kol torah kula, not yesh, and you have to be poel chalais, but yesh it's not that you're poel chalais. The head of zechi is not mitzad him, it's at the yesh of torah. So he's not poel chalais. It's he has yesh and the torah is poel chalais. Hashen came when it comes to kol torah kula. But he has to make the chalos. You're right, we don't have a chisaron of Gemir's das. If you don't need his das, you can just assume the umdin is enough. But there's still a chisaron that his das isn't effective to be called a chalos. Kivan she'en lekotin din das, mishum kach, en lo gam shlichus. Since he doesn't have das to be called a chalos, so therefore, you can't do shlichus for him because part of the shlichus is being pa'ol achalos, and the kohen doesn't have to ask to be pa'ol achalos. So that's all if it's a schus she'enu gamar. We're just assuming, but if it's a schus gamar, you don't need him at all. If it's a schus she'enu gamar, you need him a little bit. So there, it's enough. You could say, okay, since you need this, you don't need his achra. It's enough that he has. That's a matzav. There's a achra. However, you need the cotton to be part of the chalos. So when it's a schus gamor, you don't need a zachra at all. When it's a schus gamor, he's completely out of it, out of the situation. He's not a factor. And the mela, it could also be pro lechalos. And that's what Tosis is talking about, where it's a schus gamor. He's completely out of the picture. So there's shlichos, and he can even be pro lechalos with the shlichos. Because it's completely out of the picture when it's a schus gamor. When it's a schus she'eino gamor, we say that when it comes to yeyush, so it's enough. It's enough. You already lacks gemiras das, but the matzav makes it like he has gemiras das. That's when it comes to yeyush. Hashem ken b'chol haTorah kula, that you also need to be pa'ol achalos. When it comes to yeyush, you don't need to be the Torah's pa'ol achalos, not him. But in other cases where you need him to be Paul the Chalos, verily his Yesh B'Koch is not enough. Hashem came when it comes to a case of a Schus Gamor, like by Gerus. So there, since it's a Schus Gamor, you don't need his, he's out of the picture completely. Normally, if it's a Schus Sheino Gamor, you need his some element of Das of the Katan to be Paul the Chalos. And if you don't have it, so it doesn't work. Hashem came when it comes to a schus gamor, there you don't need any element of das in the katan, because of the etzim matziv, there is enough, there is both. I mean, it was das inside the etzim matziv, and the etzim matziv creates a situation. You don't need the katan sachra before, there's no chisar on gemir's das, because the etzim matziv tells us that it's good for him, and therefore he wants it. And he can also be Paul Achalos because the Etz so strong, this Etz Matzav is so strong in his favor. He can even be Paul Achalos. Hashem came again, and it's a Schus She'eino Gamor. That only takes care of the Chisaron Gemir's Das, the fact that it's a Schus. And therefore, that solves the Yeish problem, but not where you need to be Paul Achalos. That is not mitigated by the fact that it's a schus she'eino gamor, And the mela, a katan in a normal case, cannot be mamana shliach only when it comes to this case of gerus. Maybe we can say that. On kol panim, we saw here, say the avudah menah we call adam, it's midin yeyush, or according to the Ramban, Zerus HaKasav, but according to Rashi and the Rabbi Yochanan, it's midin yeyush. And we saw that that if there's vados gemura, so there's yeyush mitzah the etzem matzav, and therefore even according to Abai, the yeshna vados love yeyush here, it doesn't bother us because the etzem matzav is screaming yeyush. Okay, there's still obviously a velt more to say, so we'll hopefully pick it up next time. Thank you so much for listening.